Can you start by telling us your first name?
My first name is Crystal.
Crystal. And then what is something people might not know about you when they first meet you?
A lot of people expect me to speak Vietnamese since I have a common Vietnamese last name. However, I'm only able to understand about 30% of the language. And I also enjoy listening to a lot of true crime podcasts when I'm driving, despite my fear of becoming a victim of these crimes. I just believe that it's important to be well-informed on current events, as well as crime rates, to protect yourself and your loved ones.
And what made you select this particular article?
I selected this article because it is relatively close to where I live, and I felt more personal since the victim was Asian. I also wanted to shed light on this event because I feel a lot of people don't know about it. So I believe it showcases how Asian hate crimes have spiked since the pandemic.
Okay, and what might be missing from the story that would be important for the readers to know?
I think the article should have focused more on the perpetrators and their motives. It would have been informative if we knew whether the victim was targeted or if he was a victim of opportunity. I think it would also be helpful to know how the perpetrators could commit such a heinous crime at a young age and how they could commit this crime, especially being part of a minority group as well.
Wait, and lastly, can you share a little bit about your empathy towards the victim and their family?
I feel great empathy for the victim and his family. His family was probably proud of the victim for attending a prestigious school in California and felt a sense of security that he would be in a culturally diverse area. No one expects to become a victim of such a senseless act, and I cannot imagine the grief his family is experiencing. I also feel great empathy for the victim because he was simply minding his own business and walking home after a study session. I also admire his strength for going home after the attack, but then I feel sadness knowing that he passed away unknowingly. He probably wanted to get some rest so he could feel better in the morning. However, he unfortunately passed away due to his injuries.
Okay. Thank you for sharing. Sure.